Hi, everyone, and welcome inside NRG Stadium to your very first 2015 Texans Huddle off-season special. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And, boy, it seems like forever that we've been together.
We're back for another year of this stuff, and this is going to be the best one ever.
The best show or the best year?
Both, actually.
Both. Well, yes. Let's start with this show. A lot going on now. We're kicking it up at the right time because a lot of activity here in the stadium and here in the city this week.
Well, a lot of storylines this offseason, Patty, no doubt about it, with Andre Johnson leaving and the quarterback competition. We'll get to all that later. This week, the schedule came out. That was awesome. And the players came back to NRG Stadium for conditioning. So it's great to have the guys in the building.
All right. Well, let's take you back to the last play of the last game of last season and show you all that's transpired up until now.
Geno takes the snap, takes a knee, and the season is over. The Texans finish at 9-7, beating the Jaguars in the finale 23-17. Houston has a winning season for the fourth time in team history as the Bill O'Brien era gets started with a great campaign.
Training every day, we're enjoying this offseason time, and I'm just using every day, to get back to where I was before it happened. I know it's not going to take, a week or a month, but hopefully in time I can get back to that point.
Great, man. Just knowing that I continue my career as a Texan, it's a great organization, and continue to build on what we started last year with Coach O'Brien and the new staff and stuff. So, definitely excited about that.
Foster in the backfield with Case, and here comes Demaryius Johnson in motion to the right, takes a flip, takes it across the 40, the 35, breaks a tackle, cuts right 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, and out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Demaryius Johnson.
It's great, man. They believed in me from day one when I got drafted. So, each year it was, okay, Newt's in the fire. What is Newt going to do? So I just had to step in early while I was young. Had a lot of great players around me to, grow off of. And here I am now, heading into my fifth year, still with the same team I got drafted with. It's pretty big.
Downfield, and Watts Hopkins has him in Cleveland territory.
I just want to get back to normal as fast as I can. After I got hurt, just that feeling of I'm not 100%. So I just, as much as I can be up here and getting after it, I just want to get to feel normal again.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's kind of a whirlwind process, over the past 3 or 4 days, and really my first opportunity getting to go through this. So it's great to, be a part of this organization, get back with Coach O'Brien and obviously this team. I had to play against this team last year, so I know how good this team, really is, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Found out the Texans wanted me, I immediately said I want to be a Texan. Like I told everyone,
that I was telling people I'm going to be a Texan before I even came up here. I just visioned myself in that jersey. I just visioned myself playing with some of my partners on the team.
Luck gets the snap, quick throw, and it's picked off. Lewis to his right, 20, 15, 10, cutting inside, 5 to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston, pick 6.
Henny in the shotgun, Blitz coming off the corner. Throws to the goal line, this one is caught by Shorts. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
Carr fakes right, looks over the middle, popped up and intercepted. Vince Wilfork.
One back for well. Hoyer drops back, pumps, and he's sacked. Flattened by Dent, coming right up the middle.
From the 20, Mettenberger, who's already thrown a pick six.
Oh, takes a shot downfield, and Nate Washington, the former Steeler, is going to score a touchdown. Take that.
Wow, all that in just the last 3 months, and we'll meet Vince Wilfork in just a little bit. But a couple staff changes as well, Mark.
Yeah, big ones, because Paul Pasqualoni, whose head coaching experience at the college level and NFL coaching experience, comes in to replace Bill Kolar, the defensive line coach who went to Denver to work for Wade Phillips and Gary Kubiak. Kolar, Bill O'Brien let him go because he's got family in the Denver area. Mike Devlin came in to replace Paul Dunn as offensive line coach. Devlin previously with the Jets, so that's a good addition as well. And Mike McCagnan, who's been with the franchise since the beginning in the personnel department, got the GM job for the New York Jets.
And head coach Bill O'Brien. He's got a few new guys on his staff. This is his second year. How much more comfortable and how much different is this going to be for him?
Well, there's no question it's a lot better, because just from a personal standpoint, your family settled in this city. All the coaches' families are. The players understand the system now, Patty, so they are not coming in learning a brand new thing. And even you bring in a Brian Hoyer, a quarterback, he knows this system because he ran it in New England. So there's a level of comfort there now that was not there last year.
All right, we have a lot to talk about, obviously, but we have to take our first time out here on the show. But don't go away. When we come back, we'll talk a little schedule. Stay with us.